filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, you're listening to me and not listening to the commander, the weakest commander. This doesn't even fit the guy. I apologize for the faux pas. Commander, yeah, that's his official title. He doesn't command anything except weakness. The weakest, most divisive president in American history is talking to the nation right now. I have the feed on here in the studio. This program is coming to you live, and I found it interesting that he stands in front of a podium instead of sitting at the desk in the Oval Office. I guess he feels more comfortable doing that. I won't give him too much grief about that. What I will tell you is, and we're going to go to him in just a moment because it is live. We want to hear a gun. Maybe we can catch the part where he comes after your guns and my guns while he's live. You know, in fact, let's do that right now. Let's go, Sean, to Obama in the Oval Office for a few moments during this segment. We'll see if we can catch him on live radio. Go ahead.
We've stepped up this effort since the attacks in Paris, and we'll continue to invest more in approaches that are working on the ground. Third, we're working with friends and allies to stop ISIL's operations, to disrupt plots, cut off their financing, and prevent them from recruiting more fighters. Since the attacks in Paris, we've surged intelligence sharing with our European allies. We're working with Turkey to seal its border with Syria. And we are cooperating with Muslim-majority countries and with our Muslim communities here at home to counter the vicious ideology that ISIL promotes online. Fourth, with American leadership, the international community has begun to establish a process and timeline to pursue ceasefires and a political resolution to the Syrian war. Doing so will allow the Syrian people and every country, including our allies, but also countries like Russia, to focus on the common goal of destroying ISIL, a group that threatens us all. This is our strategy to destroy ISIL. It is designed and supported by our military commanders and counterterrorism experts, together with 65 countries that have joined an American-led coalition. And we constantly examine our strategy to determine when additional steps are needed to get the job done. That's why I've ordered the Departments of State and Homeland Security to review the visa waiver program under which the female terrorist in San Bernardino originally came to this country. And that's why I will urge high-tech and law enforcement leaders to make it harder for terrorists to use technology to escape from justice. Now, here at home, we have to work together to address the challenge. There are several steps that Congress should take right away.
Here it comes.
To begin with, Congress
gun
should
control.
Act to make sure no one on a no-fly list is able to buy a gun.
That didn't take long, did it?
What could possibly be the argument for allowing a terrorist suspect to buy a semi-automatic weapon? This is a matter of national security.
It's a matter of due
process.
We also
need to make it harder for people to buy powerful assault weapons, like the ones that were used in San Bernardino.
Here we go.
I know there are some who reject any gun safety measures, but the fact is that our intelligence and law enforcement agencies, no matter how effective they are, cannot identify every would-be mass shooter, whether that individual is motivated by ISIL or some other hateful ideology. What we can do and must do is make it harder for them to kill. Next, we should put in place stronger screening for those who come to America without a visa so that we can take a hard look at whether they've traveled to war zones. And we're working with members of both parties
in Congress
to do exactly
that. Let's cut this feed. All right. That didn't take long. For Obama, you've been listening to Barack Obama, the worst, weakest, most divisive president in American history, making an un-American grab for civilian disarmament. Again, we expected this. We knew this was going to happen. Attorney General Lynch, by the way, we got a presidential candidate that voted for him or voted for her. Thanks for that. By the way, I believe it was Amnesty, Lindsey Grahamnesty, if I'm not mistaken. We see what this is all about now. We've got Eric Withholder II, or Withholder Light, I should say, in Attorney General Lynch. No problem coming after free speech for you if you say something anti-Islamic, which I'm sure I will do today because I won't be able to help myself, and we'll see if she follows through on her threat to prosecute me. or anybody else for that matter, or you, if you say something she doesn't deem that she likes. This is where we are in America today. So we'll push that boundary later in the show. But it didn't take long for Barack Obama to do exactly what we knew he was going to do, and that was come after our guns. Now, here's one thing I can promise you. The Second Amendment will outlive Barack Obama. The Second Amendment is not going to go away. The screams, and see, let me take something back. Sean, is your mic live, Sean?
Yeah.
Did you notice that Barack Obama in that statement called on Congress to do something?
Yeah.
He's calling. Now, he knows that's never going to happen. You understand that, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I hope not anyway, because the no-fly list, I mean, that thing is not even correct. Even Lindsey Graham said that.
Well, no, we've been through the no-fly list. Barack Obama's talking to the headline surfers right now as he runs his gator about gun control. Boy, we're gonna dig into this later. The guest lineup today is epic. I've got Alan Gottlieb coming on for analysis in just a few minutes in the next couple of segments, followed by Neil McCabe, political analyst up in Washington, D.C., and Congressman Guinta, Republican Congressman Guinta from New Hampshire, will be joining us today. And then we will get wrap-up commentary in the third hour of the broadcast from Larry Pratt himself, Mr. No Compromise, nobody like Larry Pratt, from the Gun Owners of America. So we've got a dynamite lineup, a lot to talk with you about. The content just keeps coming at us. But you heard in real time, and I'm glad we were able to play that live feed, Sean. Thank you for doing that. As the weakest, most divisive president, worst president in American history, called for more civilian disarmament. In light of what happened over at the New York Times yesterday, for the first time in a century, near a century, I think the last time they did this was in about 1920, the New York Times placed an editorial on the front page. Now, they only do this when they feel, well, let's just say when they're dreaming of unicorns is about the only time they do this. And those dreams get very, I guess they're recurring. They're recurring dreams. And in the New York Times right now is very upset at the Republicans for failing to pass any un-American gun grabs, which just over the past couple of days in the Senate, just over the last few days, on Friday, in fact, they refused to pass the Chuckie Schumer bills of, you know, more additional expanded background checks, which, by the way, the terrorists passed in California. More on that later in the program. And the terrorist no-fly list, which we all know is a bogus list consisting of thousands of names on that list who do not belong there. I have covered for you time after time, piece after piece, from the Huffington Post and Mother Jones, some of the farthest left websites you can get to, will say the same thing, as well as the mainstream ABC, CBS, NBC, and the cables, the CNNs and the Foxes, MSNBC. In fact, all of them have commented on the inaccuracies of a no-fly list, which is exactly why Congress did exactly what it should have done and refused to pass that bill, as it puts anybody arbitrarily on that list with no due process. A bureaucrat at a desk can take away your right to fly, let alone your Second Amendment constitutional rights, away from you. An individual at a desk makes a decision. No one held accountable. And that's why the no-fly list will not pass. The New York Times, in their editorial, "End the Gun Epidemic in America," called for outright confiscation, as Feinstein once said back in the early 90s. If I could have done it, if I had the votes, 51 votes, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. The New York Times just made that play. Here's what the New York Times said. "It is not necessary to debate the peculiar wording of the Second Amendment. No right is unlimited and immune from reasonable regulation." Now, I want you to hear what the New York Times is calling reasonable regulation, which, by the way, well, there kind of is a Second Amendment in the wording that does need to be talked about, but they want to ignore that. That's what good liberals do. "Certain kinds of weapons, like the slightly modified combat rifles," which they were not combat rifles, "used in California, and certain kinds of ammunition,"
must be outlawed for civilian ownership. According to the New York Times, it is possible to define those guns in a clear and effective way, and yes, it would require Americans who own those kinds of weapons to give them up for the good of their fellow citizens. What better time than during a presidential election to show at long last that our nation has retained its sense of decency? Whew. So much to talk with you about. The program isn't long enough, but we'll continue the discussion on daily defense tomorrow. We'll be back with Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, neck deep in this conversation when we come back. Do not go away. You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared. And most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org. saf.org, you need to be a member or at least a contributor to the Second Amendment Foundation. There has never been a more important time in American history for you to stand up for your rights. They are under vicious, vicious attack right now. You just heard the President of the United States call for more civilian disarmament. That's what a ban is. We played it for you live here on the broadcast. Took him all of about 2 or 3 minutes to come after Americans' rights as the nation is being attacked by enemy combatants on our own soil. More on that later. I'm talking now with Alan Gottlieb, the great founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, it's a pleasure to have you here. Did you have an opportunity to listen to any of Obama before this live broadcast tonight?
I read a transcript of what he was going to say. I didn't okay. listen to it, quite frankly. I didn't want to lose my dinner.
It was tough to do. I didn't want to miss much. You know, he came on live during this broadcast, so we played the portions of it. We were hopeful we could get some of his calls for gun control on the air during the live talk, and we did. We caught them because it didn't take him long. I knew that wasn't like you. I saw some of his remarks. It was just a matter of where he was at that moment in time, and we were lucky enough to caught him. Surprised by anything he said today?
No, disappointed, though. You know, his idea of keeping me safe is to basically take my right to self-defense away. No, I wasn't surprised. But, you know, the bottom line is I don't think the American people at this point have any faith in him or anybody in his administration, for that matter, in fighting terrorism. I mean, this is an absolute joke.
Does the man have the moral authority to tell me that, or my family, that he can take away the tools that I have a right? And this is what gets him, as you know, Alan. How many times you and I have discussed this, both privately, you know, off air and on air, that we have a right to own in this country. The fact of the matter is, as I said in the first segment, the Second Amendment will outlive Barack Obama and his presidency. It's that simple. It isn't going to go away. Now, they don't like that. Of course, that's why they're all hysterical right now. So hysterical, in fact, that the New York Times called for outright confiscation, forcible confiscation. I'll talk with you about that in just a moment. But does Barack Obama at this stage, at this point in time, have any moral authority to tell me to disarm myself in the face of enemy attacks in this nation?
Not until he gets rid of his Secret Service protection and he is just as vulnerable as the rest of us. No, he has no moral authority.
Who's paying attention to this? And I know, again, Alan, you know, I talked with you the other day on the Daily Defense Show. We're full of rhetorical questions here, but they have to be asked to prove our point. It's the only way to get to the bottom dollar here with this guy, because it seems to be, you know, clearly he has a bigger agenda. I mean, help me out here.
He cares more about disarming us than he cares about disarming ISIS. I mean, let's be candid. I mean, where is all his attention going? It's going against, you know, gun owners in the United States who help keep the country safe and keep their families protected. It's not going against the terrorists virtually anywhere in the world. You know, it took him 4 days to do this speech tonight from this incident happened. Look at the difference of Obama versus the president of France after France was attacked. I mean, there's a significant difference. Obama will do no actions against the terrorists in retaliation. Zero. But he's doing everything he can in retaliation against UI and your listeners.
The fact that it's even brought up, Alan, the fact that the President of the United States would even bring up a topic as polarizing as gun control in the face of an enemy combatant attack on our soil is incredible to me. And I have to wonder why. I asked you this on the Daily Show last week. We have a much, much larger audience, and I'll ask you now. Why? It's high time, I believe, that Americans, and we have a right to ask this question, why won't this man call it what it is? Why is he sympathizing on, he did just a few moments ago,
Why? Instead of calling for the absolute, total, complete annihilation of this cancer, is he dancing around this issue? And the American people have a right now, at this stage of the game, to ask why. Why would an American president come after our own constitutional freedoms in this country in some way that it's more important than annihilating this enemy and standing tall like a man, quite frankly, and telling the American people what they need to hear from a real leader? Why? Why won't that happen with this man?
I really can't say why, but he isn't a real leader. That's part of the problem. And, you know, we take a look at this. I think he's trying to go after gun owners a bit, one, because he likes to further that agenda of his, but two, to deflect and get away from the fact that his war on terrorism, so to speak, doesn't exist. So it's a war on gun owners instead. And I think the American people are listening and are watching and aren't happy about it. And if you look at his foreign policy and poll questions on how he's dealing with terrorism around the world, his score is less than 40%. I mean, that's embarrassing. There's no doubt that he's, at this point, just incompetent, inept, doesn't even understand the problem, doesn't have any solutions for it. And I think everybody knows it, and that's why I think you're seeing, at this point, an awful lot of Americans just sitting there shaking their heads, and they can't wait for the next president who's going to inherit a god-awful job to clean up.
Yeah, it is going to be tough. It's going to be tough for the next president. Is gun control the straw man?
Yes, and no. It's a straw man in the extent that he uses it as a straw man, but he also uses it because he wants to disarm the American people. His whole life has been dedicated to that from way back before he was in college even. So there is no doubt that he wants to disarm the country. He doesn't believe in civilians owning firearms. He doesn't believe in the Second Amendment. He will not stand up. His Justice Department will not stand up and defend the two Supreme Court rulings we've had and go and challenge laws in various states and cities that infringe on people's, you know, rights. He ignores that. You know, organizations like the Second Amendment Foundation have to bring the suits because the Justice Department won't do it. In fact, we even have to sue the Justice Department under some federal things that they propose. So, he's not a friend of gun owners. He never will be. All we can do is know we can count down until we get him out of the White House and hope we replace him with somebody that won't be there sticking pins in gun owners and gun owner rights every single day.
Was there a call for gun control December 8th, 1941, 2 days from today after the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor by the then American president?
No, and I think the then American president would have been yelled at by his wife, Eleanor, who had a handgun next to her bed. No, I don't think so. I think the Democratic Party has really moved in the direction away from a strong national defense, protection of the American people, and particularly civilian ownership of firearms to protect themselves. It's really appalling.
Yeah, it begs a number of questions. We're going to run out of time in this segment, but when we come back, we'll continue to ask those questions of you because the answers are quite fascinating. It really, these are upside-down, crazy times that we live in. They're head-scratchers. I mean, I don't know of any other way to describe it to you. When you have to sit and listen to a conversation like you're listening to now between two individuals who spend every waking moment of their day neck deep in this stuff, and Alan, I know you because you and I talk a lot off air as well. The head scratching here is just incredible. Did you see, you know, it is interesting. It's kind of like this. Last night we had a conversation. Alan, did you see this? Yes, I did. And it turns into a conversation I would have loved to have had on the radio with you. But we'll try to bring some of that to life here on Armed American Radio with you right after this, because it is, quite frankly, upside down times. We're going to try to break it down for you. More with Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation right after this.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall. All because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot, just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication, but in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneofourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry though, this offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com. I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine to pick up where training at the range leaves off. Expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's oneofourguns.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine to pick up where training at the range leaves off. Expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's oneofourguns.com.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. A little bit of my good friend Mark Wills there, multi-platinum country recording artist. I keep telling you he's going to be in the studio with me soon. He will. Schedules are very difficult to bring together. He does a lot of touring and all that fun stuff. But we'll be seeing Mark real soon, and I promise you we'll get him back in here. The two of us have agreed that he needs to be back as soon as possible. Hey, a couple of quick shout-outs to listeners, new affiliates. Love making these announcements. 1240 AM, KIUL, Garden City, and Dodge City. That's cool. Kansas, Hayes, Kansas, Dodge City, Garden City, Kansas. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network Monster Broadcast. I'm filling your prescription for freedom now every single weekend for a solid 3 hours. Your doctor has written you a weekly 3-hour dose prescription. Welcome to the show. KYUL, 1310 AM, Scott City, Kansas, and surrounding area. Welcome to the Monster Sunday Armed American Radio broadcast. And sister stations to KQAM out there in Wichita, Kansas. Andy Hoosier, thanks for all of your help in moving us into and covering all these large areas in the great state of Kansas. It's great to have you on the program today. Looking forward to it. In fact, I'm going to be a guest on Andy's show on Tuesday at 12 o'clock. So tune in. I'll give you more information on that when we come back later on in the broadcast. I'm talking with Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, wow, so much to go with. Let's start here with the New York Times. I made a prediction right after the attack at the school in Oregon that the lunatic fringe, un-American, radical, extreme left, un-American, was going to start coming after our firearms very vocally out of the closet in very vocal, overt confiscation terms and mention those words. Barack Obama now twice has mentioned Australian style, and it's nothing short of gun confiscation. That's his dream. That's what he has a recurring dream, to take Americans' guns away, no doubt in my mind. He's made that twice. Hillary Clinton has said the same thing twice, clearly calling for confiscation. We've seen it come from the lower echelons in the media, the minions, if you will. The Pied Piper followers are out there calling for confiscation. Now we've got the New York Times, the gray lady, the paper of record, flat out calling for this. Certain kinds of weapons, like the slightly modified combat rifles used in California, and certain kinds of ammunition must be outlawed for civilian ownership. It is possible to divine those guns in a clear and effective way, and yes, it would require Americans who own those kinds of weapons to give them up for the good of their fellow citizens. There's nothing give them up. That would require forced taking from Americans and, quite frankly, result in a bloodbath. Why did the New York Times put this on their front page for the first time since 1920 when they attacked a Republican, Warren G. Harding?
Well, I think it has a little bit to do with the fact that the anti-gun hysteria is at a fever pitch to the point where they think that they can boil the water and evaporate our gun rights quickly. And they're hoping, quite frankly, that the American people, after being bombarded with one-sided arguments and hysteria over and over and over again, will shift their support away from the Second Amendment rights and support gun confiscation. I don't think it's going to work, but I think they're pulling out all the stops they can. And I think between now, the end of the year, and January and February of next year, we are going to see this assault just continue to increase against our gun rights. And we have our work cut out for us. We cannot ignore this. This is an attack that at a level that in all the years, in the 40 years or so that I've been working protecting gun rights, that it's never been this crazy ever. So we need to really redouble our efforts now and not just sit back and watch what the other side is doing. We have to react to this and defend our rights immediately.
Yeah, okay, let's go there. It is unprecedented, no question about it. Now, you said that they could just, like water, evaporate our rights. This is clearly the hope. The New York Times knows, the editorial board at the New York Times knows exactly what it's doing. They knew exactly what they were doing when they put this on the front page. They knew the effect that it would have. First question for you, does this opinion piece does it work for us or does it work against us, seeing that on the front page of the Times?
Well, I think it works for us in certain places. It's not going to, you know, in New York City, we don't have a whole lot of gun rights support. They don't have a whole gun rights left in New York City. So where the New York Times is based, of course, this plays to their base very, very well. But in battleground states and districts for Congress in the upcoming elections in 2016, I think this is going to backfire because I think it's going to energize our base, which I sure hope it does, but I really believe it's going to, and get our people to turn out to vote because they've had enough of it. And this constant daily, every single day of them sniping away at our gun rights is going to come back and haunt them.
They just lifted the veil off of the wet dream of the left fringe, of the lunatic left un-Americans. They just lifted the veil off, quite frankly. This is what we've been saying for an awful long time, and this clearly plays into from, let's just say, from a tactical standpoint, our hands that we can point to this column. Here's what I'd like to know. I'd like to ask the Dan Gross of the Brady campaign, for example, hold this piece up from the New York Times and get him on record. Do you support the New York Times or do you not? Now, is that a question that he would deflect or would he answer it?
I think he'll deflect it. He'll let the New York Times be the foil out there, and they'll talk about how they're only for reasonable gun control laws and that they really don't want to ban any guns or take anybody's guns away, which, of course, isn't truthful because if you look at the amicus briefs they filed in various court cases around the country, they've supported gun bans over and over and over again. So, but when you get them face-to-face on camera or in front of a microphone, they try to pretend that they're moderate. They're not moderate. And now, you know, we keep saying that they're not, but now we don't have to say it. We can prove it because the New York Times put it in print on their front page.
A.W.R. Hawkins, an individual you know well. In fact, you presented him with me right there at the Gun Rights Policy Conference at the end of September, just a couple of months back in Phoenix, Arizona, with the Journalist of the Year Award for supporting Second Amendment rights. Has a piece out on Breitbart.com right now, today. On December 6th, the Associated Press pointed out that California's aggressive gun control laws, the ones that you just mentioned, Alan, were being called for by the Bradys and the rest of the law, the whole lot of them, expanded background checks, heavy regulations on assault weapons, in quotes, of course, that's what I love about AWR, he gets it, and other regulations all proved impotent to stop the San Bernardino terror attacks. What more do they want?
Please go ahead. The problem is they know they don't work. They're never going to work. And so their argument is give us more poison and tighten the noose on gun owners over and over and over again until they strangle all our rights. This is their thing. If they prescribe gun control, it doesn't work. So what do? They want to double the dose, triple the dose, quadruple the dose. This is what we're up against. And it's time for us now to dig in, draw the line. We're going to draw a red line. Obama may not draw red lines against terrorists, but we're going to draw a red line against him and his gun control agenda.
All right. Next question, bold question, and maybe a tough one to answer. The media knows what they're doing. They know that a vast majority of the American population are headline surfers. They're asleep at the wheel, brother. They're asleep at the wheel. Their heads are buried in devices. They're walking around with crook neck. They got their little Tyrannosaurus Rex thumbs going on. All the guys on college campuses are passing the good-looking women because they've got a conversation going on in these dopey phones. And those at the upper top tier of the media understand that, Alan. They know that. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to ask you the following question. Well, I'll ask it when we come back. I don't want to stew over it right now. But it's going to be a good one, and the answer might be difficult to hear when I ask Alan the question. I guess I'll just give you a little – will it work? Will this barrage work? Is it possible we could lose because of this barrage? At what point in time are the American people going to say, you know, I'm so sick and tired of hearing this. Fine, let's just do it. We'll find out when we come back with Alan Gottlieb right after this.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. I was talking about KQAM in Kansas, Wichita's big talker, KQAM. You will be able to listen to me. I'll be on there Tuesday on Wichita's big talker, KQAM, at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 Central. Just tune into KQAM, Wichita's big talker. Looking forward to talking with Andy, we'll have a great conversation. And the two stations that I just mentioned to you will also simulcast the broadcast. So I do appreciate you tuning in. We light the phone lines light up every time we're on the radio together. It's always a great time. One more thing, USCCA on air. You heard the response or the ad just a couple of moments ago during the break. Hopefully you heard the ad. A huge promotion going on right now. You can see it on the usccaonair.com or usccaonaar. Either one of them will get you to this, by the way. I never talk about the AAR, but either one of them will work. Simply activate your USCCA membership right now for your chance to win today's gun, another gun a day giveaway through the remainder of the year. And they're expensive guns. This one is an H&K USP compact. You've got about 3 hours left if you're tuned in live. MSRP for you dopey liberals, that means manufacturer suggested retail price of $992 is what's going to come your way to buy the H&K USP compact. And one grand prize winner is going to win free ammo for life. You heard me right. Free ammo for life. Never spend a dime on ammo again. Every day, one lucky winner will get a check for the value of the gun of the day, plus be entered to win free ammo for life. So make sure to head over there and jump on this. All you have to do is activate one of three memberships to the USCCA. Okay, Alan, let's go back to that big question. Will the media blitzkrieg, the barrage coming at us in unprecedented fashion, can it or will it work? Because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to brainwash. This is part of the control the media, control the message, control the message, control the masses. The New York Times knows this, as does the progressive Democrat socialist left. They're masters at it. Will it work?
Well, Mark, historically, when they've gone off on rants like this, you know, in 1968 for the 1968 Gun Control Act, for the assault and ban when Bill Clinton was president, they tried it right at Newtown and it didn't really work. And I think right now it's polling data, all this media will probably take some people away from supporting gun rights, and then I think they'll come back to it as soon as they see a case where somebody again uses a gun to defend themselves to protect their family. A few months later, the polling data will be back. But this has been a pretty long sustained run against us. Basically, it's been 3 years of a sustained barrage of media attacking our rights. And, you know, with sporadic times where there's corporate bombing going on, like right now, I don't think it's going to work overall. But obviously, the other side is putting everything they can to it. When you take a look at the billions of dollars worth of free media that the gun grabbers get to push their gun prohibition agenda, I mean, it's amazing that gun rights stand at all. It's why it's really important for people to get involved with every gun rights organization out there, their local grassroots groups, the state associations, and national organizations, because we really right now face an unbelievable threat.
Yeah, it is unprecedented. When you talk about the free publicity, let me give you an example. You and I discussed it on Thursday's Daily Defense, and I think it's important to point out now, too. We actually opened the program with it. But I was watching CNN. I was flipping through the monitors in the Crossbreed Holster studios, and when the story broke, and I happened to be over at CNN, and here's how it went down. Basically, the female anchor was talking to someone, I forget who it was, when she cut in and she stopped him and said, hold one second, you know, the typical, you know, hand up to the ear monitor thing. Yeah, hold on one second. We're getting some breaking. Yeah, here we go again. Oh, my God. Here we go again. Then she turns back to the camera and says, I have to report to you. Here we go again. Another we're going to go live to San Bernardino, California. This is the way that this goes down. This is the bias in the mainstream press. I'm like you. I think it's going to eventually backfire in the short term. I don't know. It remains to be seen.
The hope by our opponents is they wear us down and that they throw all the stuff at the wall and something sticks and they wear us down and we're not vigilant enough to defend our rights and they're able to sneak something through. And that's why it's important for everybody right now to do everything they can as individuals and collectively with the gun rights organizations to defend gun rights. Now is the time.
Right. Is there also my next question? I have two more questions for you before we end this hour. The first one is this a sign of their desperation because their messiah is leaving office in 300 or 400 days, 380 days or whatever it is now? It's getting close, thank God. Is this the sign of the times of their desperation that they know that, you know, their pinnacle, their summit, it's going away. They know they might lose. They've got to jump on this while the bandwagon is hot, while Barack Obama is in office and has the bully pulpit.
Well, there's no doubt that for Barack Obama, that's the way he feels, for sure. I'm not sure a lot of the anti-gunners, the New York Times, I really think, you know, they're out there plugging away every day for Hillary Clinton. I think they think she's going to be the next president. So there's no doubt that I don't think they're quite as hysterical as Obama is, that his time is running out. This is a long-time struggle. This battle is not going away. It's been going on for, you know, decades, and it'll continue to go on for decades. It ebbs and flows. Right now, the other side has a problem, and that is that Republicans control the House and the Senate. Nothing is, you know, really drastic is going to get through the House and the Senate. Obama can jump up and down and scream all he wants. The problem we have is in a number of states where Democrats, unfortunately, control the legislative process and can push through anything they want. And that's where our real problems are right now.
Well, California is a prime example of that. We don't have enough time to go into that. What I want to spend the last remaining moments with you, Alan, is because it is so vital and important that individuals get involved now and do it at a level that they might not have done before. Even if you're involved, please get more involved. If you can turn the $5 into $10, it's incredibly important to do so. Tell us about the Second Amendment Foundation. What's the mission, and where can people get at it right now?
Well, our major thing is both, you know, legal defense of gun rights. We've got 30 cases going on in federal courts around the country right now that desperately need funding. About another 10 cases we'd like to file but can't do it yet because we're still funding the current cases. And then a lot of public education stuff that we do to put, you know, run ads on television and radio, in newsprint magazines, getting information out to people so they don't just get the one side bias story from the other side. Because, you know, if there's a debate on an issue like this and only one side shows up, that side's going to win. We make sure that our side is represented. So if people want to get involved at saf.org, join or donate, we would love to have them. Actually, our website today has had a significant increase of uptake of people supporting us, which has just been really, really good today. But we're really to match the other side. You know, I always say it takes us 30 days to catch up to one day of Bloomberg's writing a single check against us. And that's one of our problems are. We don't have the billionaires out there supporting us or the publications with the reach of the New York Times supporting us. We need, you know, everybody out there, all your listeners, to jump on board at saf.org as soon as possible, and it would be muchly appreciated.
I got to tell you, I've got a plaque on the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios wall right here next to a couple microphones that says the Defenders Club Second Amendment Foundation Life Membership. It's easy to do. $100. Life is $100, Alan, or $150?
I believe it's $150.
$150, life membership, and you can continue to support, get the plaque, and know that you're doing your part. Alan Gottlieb, thank you very much. We're going to continue to push membership in the SAF. It's vital. Thank you for everything you do, the 4 decades you've been involved with this, for everything that you do in defense of our right to keep and bear arms. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Please visit USCCA On Air and visit SAF.org and join. Get involved. It's vital. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Now is not the time to leave your cave without your club. You got that? Never leave your cave without your club, and never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. Back with Neil McCabe and Congressman Gwinter right after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of 4 brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number 1 of the number 4 guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's 1 of 4 guns.com.